Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
If you have to be performative in a relationship and stretch yourself every which way but the right one, you will always feel like you are honestly unemployed in the relationship, right? Like you're not quite there yet. You haven't earned the job. You haven't gotten it. That's what it feels like.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. If this is your first time seeing me, hello. My name is Aisha Christina Foster. If this is your first time hearing me, well, girl, welcome to the AID team. This is the Quality Queen Control podcast where we talk about all things dating, lifestyle, relationships, everything. We cover it all. But more importantly, I am here to help you navigate to move smarter, okay? That's what this is all about. It's about growing and it's about helping one another as, you know, and not gatekeeping, right? Being as genuine as we can. So this topic, I'm sure I've covered tons of times before. It just was not in the medium of a podcast. And it's time that we actually bring it back because it seems like we still suffer from this epidemic of being a pick me and having this whole Build-A-Bear service for men. So I understand that this may make some people very uncomfortable and I'm a tough love kind of girly, so that's not really gonna change. But before you get defensive and say, oh, that's not me, let's define exactly what a pick me is. So a pick me is not just a woman who wants a man. It is a woman who abandons herself to be chosen. And of course, you ask an actual pick me, is this what you're doing? They're going to say no. They're in denial, right? Because there also is an epidemic of women out here that they manufacture situations so much that they don't realize that their desires outweigh reality, all right? So everything that they do, they think that it's some sort of alignment in some sort of way because they are literally like controlling the situation, like they're literally playing God. So if we're honest, a lot of people have gone through this phase, especially when you're younger, right? Let's just call a spade a spade. When you were young, it's almost like, and I don't mean when you're young, because I feel like this is the interesting thing. When you are super young, it's like boys try to impress you. When you're like 5 years old, you're six, you're seven, and a boy likes you, and you're like, I don't like him. But like, he's bringing you little flowers from, you know, recess, and he's doing all this stuff. Like, it's like that cute, very innocent type of crush that you have as like a little girl. You know, before like you realize boys have cooties and then you go through that phase, whatever. So I noticed it's so interesting that when we are super young, at least growing up in my day, you like it's that traditional thing where, you know, the boy likes you and he has to kind of win over your attention or something like that. But then as we, you know, get in middle school, high school, especially college, that seems to turn around and the roles start to reverse where as women, we are the ones that are heavily fixated on trying to flip, reverse, backflip, cartwheel our way into men's lives and trying to compete against the next chick to prove that we're like better, smarter, prettier, and all the different things. And it just doesn't make any sense, okay? Because what happens if you've done all that and it still got you nowhere? Oh, wait, that did happen. Okay, so then you want to listen up. So if you're abandoning yourself to feel chosen, right? It's done out of desperation. Can we just call a spade a spade? Even if you're not even realizing it, if you have stretched yourself beyond your capacity, so you're making yourself feel of more value to the guy, you've done pick Misha type of behaviors, okay? So we are positioned to believe that being chosen is the prize. So if you are being chosen, I mean, think about it in society today. There's so much pressure around, you know, the age you get married. Do I think that people should get married? Absolutely. I am 100% pro-marriage, pro-covenant under God, all the different things. However, that's why you guys need to act like it. Start acting like it. If we raise the bar as women to stop allowing very ridiculous and reckless behavior, then it will allow men as a whole from a societal standpoint to then step up and follow suit. All right. Every time a dummy makes a dumb decision, it makes it harder for the rest of the people. Right. Because if no one is, you know, rising to the standard, then it allows and perpetuates men to want to put in less effort. Okay. Now, anywho, if you are conditioned to believe that being chosen is the prize, then you will find yourself a victim of being a pick me, because now you're looking around and intrinsically you are feeling your value stems from whether or not you have a boyfriend, whether or not you have a husband, and your whole life revolves around said thing. However, let's be honest here. As someone that is very much into traditional marriage and very much pro-marriage and being in a monogamous relationship, I feel that society has changed now and we have to adapt to some of those things. And what I mean by that is, long gone are the days where I believe, all right, here's a hot take, that women should literally have no other job. Motherhood is a job, I want to be very clear here, but no other source of any income whatsoever, and you are 100% dependent on your husband. The reason I think that that's an issue is because it is always nice to have a little nest egg for yourself, even if it honestly comes from your husband. That's also fine. Use that money, invest it, let your money make money. You don't have to go get a job or start some sort of business or something like that, but have a little nest egg for yourself. I think that we all should kind of agree with this, because in the end, you never know what happens and you don't want to be so heavily dependent on your husband in the sense where you're not making the best decisions, especially financially. If you have a huge nest egg and your husband is super successful, you know, take some money and start to invest that so that at least that money is making money, and try to do a little something on the side so that you start to have your own identity in it, in your relationship. Because outside of motherhood, outside of being a wife, I know you have a lot on your plate and all the things, right? We're taking a little sidebar here. But I think it's very important that you have something of your own that you are passionate, that you can, you know, dedicate your a little bit of your time to, or at least be put in a financially responsible position. And especially a man of value and wealth, I do believe that they should help you to do those things and have a nest egg. So that way, when you go to Starbucks and you go to Target, you don't have to ask him to sell you the $71.75 while you're waiting online and the person behind you is giving you anxiety because you are waiting for him to sell you the money so it can hit your account so you can go make this purchase. You don't have to move like that, okay? And before you laugh, a lot of people are in relationships like that where they have no sort of financial, like, autonomy in any capacity. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with your husband supporting you. Girl, please, I am not saying that. What I am saying is, to the best of your ability, he should also be helping you to also make money on your own if you don't want to have a side business or something of that nature. Maybe your schedule doesn't allow for it. So at the very least, have some sort of...
Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
A stock in, or investment account where you are able to start to make money off of the money that you're making, that you're getting, you know, so that you can, you know, make, you know, smarter financial decisions. Do you guys understand what it is that I'm saying? The reason why is obvious, because one, you don't want to be the girl standing in the Target line, in the Starbucks line, but also it gives you some sort of self-worth because you are working towards something. It builds your self-esteem. I know we tend to fantasize about the guy who's going to do everything for us and all these different things. That doesn't mean he's still not going to do anything for you just because you're making a little money on your own. You know, people are a little bit too black and white when it comes to this stuff, but it is very important also for your like emotional health and your safety and your financial autonomy that you have something for yourself. Doesn't mean that it still can't be a traditional marriage where your man is still providing and paying for everything, but you still also have your own money that you are making as well, right? I think that's very fair to say, because without that, you end up in very, very sad positions where if anything ever happens, now you have nothing to yourself. You don't want to turn into the person that is dedicating their whole life. Now your kids have grown up. They're doing their own thing. You're sad and miserable and stuck in this situation, you know, because you feel like, man, well, what am I going to do? I know I can't go get a 9-to-5 job. I know that, you know, what am I going to do? My kids are living their life. You know, my kids are married, all these different things. Like, you know, I can't do anything on my own. You don't want to end up being that person. Be careful of the decisions that you are making right now to align yourself with what it is that you want. So what a pick me actually is someone that is going to minimize their standards to keep the man that you were pursuing comfortable. This is going to be a woman that laughs at disrespect so that they can seem cool, right? Are you okay? This is going to be a woman who overextends herself to prove that she's different and she's not like all the other girls. This is going to be a woman who competes with other women instead of collaborating with other women because you genuinely see other women as your competition. This is going to be a woman that silences her own needs so that she doesn't seem like she's difficult, right? This is going to be a woman who stays quiet about red flags because she does not want to lose the man that she's with. You are a pick me. If you identified with any of those things, you are a pick me. All right. I think we need to bring it back to basics, fundamentals here. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Okay. This is the gag, right? These women think that they're winning in life because you're losing yourself in the process of this, not even realizing it, because you're not really a low maintenance person. All right. You're under communicating. That's what you're doing. You're not low maintenance. You're under communicating. And there will always be a price for this. You're not chill. And oh yeah, no, this stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, hello. I keep bringing it back to Real Housewives of New Jersey, right? Now you have Dolores, right? Dolores was married to Frank Catania. He was unfaithful to her, never raised or lived with his kids the entire time that she's pretty much had his kids. So he just could not be faithful to her. They obviously have a very interesting, or had at this point, a very interesting relationship where he was best friends with her ex, David, and they ended up living together. She not only lived with her ex-husband, but then when her and her ex-husband, Frank, broke up, Frank moved in with her ex, David. Like, it's a very strange dynamic. Now she found who I now know, fast forward, is her fiance, Paul. I just got to the season where she met Paul, and you can see Paul, a real man, no disrespect to anyone else, he's not putting up with that. He's like, no, we will not be staying at Frank Catania's Jersey Shore house with him, and I'm visiting you there. Like, no, we're not doing that. And so she, I think Dolores, who is a genuine good woman, she is the type of person where, because she just simply never got what she wanted, she just was kind of okay with whatever the dynamic was. She gave David 5 years of her life. And she said, you know what? I just realized the truth is I never demanded the commitment that I actually truly wanted. And in the end, I don't want to say she lost, because she won with Paul. I'll tell you that much right now from where I currently stand in the season. But she stayed a little bit longer because she was trying to convince herself that she was okay. And to prove what I'm saying is correct, she let it be known that she was not going to move into the house that they were building together until she got a ring and a commitment from David. David gets the new house that she helped him build and design with her ex, Frank Catania. I know, stay with me. And ends up not moving into the house at all because she didn't get the ring. Instead, he got her a Porsche. Everyone, all her friends are like, yeah, he definitely bought you this to buy himself time. She was obviously offended by that because who wants to hear that? Who wants to hear the truth of the matter that, yeah, he definitely bought you. He got you a Porsche instead of a ring. Please tell me how that makes sense. Oh, because it doesn't. And so then she said she doesn't care about the ring anymore. She doesn't, whatever. She's happy with what it is. It was so obvious that she was trying to convince herself that that's what it is. And I'm not necessarily calling Dolores a pick me. That is not what I'm trying to hint at here. I love Dolores, by the way. What I'm trying to say is that when you convince yourself of something that you actually do want and you try to convince yourself otherwise, like, people do see through it. We know the truth here. What woman wants to waste her time, especially Dolores? She was in her 50s at that time, right? Her early 50s or so. You want to you're spending your time with a man who's also age appropriate, and he just is non-committal, and he's working 18-hour days and has no time for you. You mean to tell me that that's truly what makes you happy? No, it doesn't. You're basically living a life alone. And that's exactly what she was doing. Then on the contrast, she got her now fiance, Paul, who came in even more successful, I would argue, than David is, or David was, and is like, listen, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. And she even admitted, this is the first time I fully let my guard down. And because not many women tend to experience that, we sort of settle for whatever's kind of around because at least this is the closest that it's going to get. I'm going to make an episode on something like that next, so you guys be on the lookout for that. Let's get back to this. So you're not different from other girls, babe. You are disconnected from yourself, and that's what the real tea is, right? So pick me behavior is usually rooted in the fear of abandonment. Oh, I don't want to be alone. I don't want that person to leave me and all these different things. This can stem from childhood, which a lot of the times it does. And you will just have anyone by your side, no matter what it is. I have witnessed on multiple occasions, certain relationships absolutely wreck certain women. All right. I have seen women turn bitter, nasty, exasperated and brought out certain addictions that they didn't even realize that they once had. I've seen women lose jobs, stable living conditions and everything over the choices of men that they put in their lives, and that they would prioritize chasing that man down so much that to their own detriment, right? Pick me behavior is also rooted in a scarcity mindset. Oh, this is as good as it's going to get for me. Yeah, it's really not going to get any better. You know, your standards are too high. You know, I'm afraid you're not going to get what you want, all these different things. Yeah, spoken like a real loser. I said what I said. Spoken like a woman who genuinely settled in her life. So she wants to place limitations on what works for your life. Oh, well, you're being unrealistic. Oh, you finding a guy that's going to go to church with you and pay for all your bills and treat you nicely and all. Okay, come on, let's be realistic here. No, that's your life. You worry about your life because you did not have the balls to go after what you truly wanted in life. I'm not going to follow suit with that. Also, low self-worth, of course. If you're going to tolerate anything, you know why you're gonna start to have resentment against other women who are actually happy and living their lives, and you're gonna lie to yourself and convince yourself that they're not truly happy because you're not truly happy. That's the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Happy people do not say and do certain things. I'm telling you that right now. Happy people, truly, especially when you are madly in love and you are with a man that you feel supported by, you feel protected by, you feel provided for, you are not going to be participating or having certain conversations and opinions of other things because you're so much in your own, you know, world, in your own relationship. But if you have low self-worth, you're going to settle for however this guy's treating you, and you're not going to try and color outside the lines because at least you have someone by your side. Then there's also trauma bonding. You guys both are crazy, have drinking problems, you know, all these different addictions. So you're like, listen, we have this extensive history together, or maybe he's cheated on me 7 times. I let him back in every single time. Now we have a kid together. What am I supposed to do? All these different things. Like, let's really call a spade here, and let's let us all as a society, if you are a woman that is childless, please be very mindful with who you procreate with, all right? And I think we've all learned this by now, but a baby does not keep a man. A baby will not make a man treat you better. A baby will not make a man stay. A baby is not going to do anything but maybe cause more resentment for a man that already does not like you. And I know that this seems very nuanced, but I want you to listen to me very closely. Men are capable of having these duality, you know, the duality of certain feelings. They will still be intimate with you while also not really wanting to be with you or even really liking you that much, right? Because for them, it's like, well, if this is here and this is always what it was, why would I change the dynamic, right? So they're not looking at it as, well, we've been together for so long and we've just gone through so much. Like, you know, unless he's a homosexual, he will try and use this argument, right? Meaning he has no place to stay. So he's hopping around like a hobo. And he is going to be the guy that tries to come across as very emotionally in tune. And he just needs help getting on his feet. And you just want to be the good woman that's there for him. And he promises that he got you as soon as he makes it big in the rap game. You know, as soon as he becomes a big streamer, he's going to pay all your bills. I hear you, but I can't pay my bills with your fantasy. So how about we get there first and I see a little bit of traction and some action and maybe we can revisit this conversation, all right? I resume. You don't want to be the person that's trauma bonding and that's what's keeping you in a relationship. We've been through so much. Are you really going to give up after all this time that we've been together? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you would even do something like that. If it's fragile, let it break. And then also, pick me behavior is usually rooted in watching women in your life that have tolerated crumb behavior. So you've only seen examples of women in your family being poorly treated. So you think, well, my grandfather spoke to my mom, my grandmother like this. My father spoke to my mother like this. I seen my uncle speak to my aunt like this. So this is just what the dynamic is. This is like normal stuff. Like, you know, guys act like this. Like, this is just what it is. Oh my gosh, you can't like be so picky, whatever the case is. No, you were not born a pick me. You were taught a love that is earned. All right. So if you're agreeable enough, sexual enough, flexible enough, quiet enough, he'll stay. That's how you earn that love. But here's the truth. If you have to be performative in a relationship and stretch yourself every which way but the right one, you will always feel like you are honestly unemployed in the relationship, right? Like you're not quite there yet. You haven't earned the job. You haven't gotten it. That's what it feels like. And this is the thing. Let's talk about the subtle pick me that is in high value packaging. This is the part that not that many people talk about. Pick me energy doesn't always look loud. It looks like sometimes you're polished. Maybe you're also in church. Maybe you're soft spoken. But still, you can overly spiritualize red flags. You can call potential purpose. You will accept confusion as, well, this is just a part of the process. Maybe you'll stay because you also don't want to start over, right? You may have these standards publicly, but you are definitely negotiating your standards privately. And that's dangerous because men will always sense pick me energy. Trust me, ladies. The one thing that men do get right is smelling desperation from a mile away. Men have that in the bag. So I remember one time I was talking to this girl and she was like, oh, I just feel like he doesn't know that I like him. And like, I just don't want to like be mean or anything like that. And I was like, how are you being mean? I don't understand. And she was overextending herself, trying to make herself seem so kind and so nice and so available. All this guy did was break up with her before they even really got together and all these different things. And the jury is still out with that one because she is on a path. She thinks she's on a certain path, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, I saw the genesis of the relationship and I was like, this is not going to end well because she's the one spearheading the entire thing. And I could have swore she said that was the exact thing that she didn't like in her last relationship, but now she's in this relationship and she's pretty much doing the exact same thing. It is the same case with perhaps a different face. But I do feel in my gut that the guy that she was with genuinely feels like he knows he has her in the bag, but he will try and say certain things to her like, why are you with me or whatever? Yeah, he's asking, why are you with him? Because he's also trying to convince himself of why you're with him too. And the thing about men is that they will resent you for the very reason why you're staying. So here you are thinking, oh, I'm staying with him because I want to show him I'm a real one. I'm a real woman. I'm not like superficial like the other girls. I like totally am really down for him and I actually really love him. I don't care about money. Like, oh, okay, yeah, tell yourself that. Continue paying for your own bills for the rest of your life. You know that emoji of Kim Kardashian with like the like man arms? Like that's the definition of this. Yeah, it's giving like, honestly, it makes me laugh because I don't understand why, you know, people have these standards outwardly, but they do the exact opposite in their personal lives. And I don't understand that, especially me being somebody with a platform. Like, there is not a single thing that I do. One of the things that I'm very proud of is I am the same person on camera as I am off camera. Truly, I am. And the people that are genuinely in my corner and that actually have known me for 10 plus years can vouch for that. What I do not understand is how we are saying we want this to our friends. Oh, I want a guy that's going to do this and this and this for me. But then as soon as you get an open window to be in a relationship, you go about it completely wrong. And then you have all these justifications for why it has to go the way that you're going about it. You're trying to convince yourself, well, you know what? I just think it's really important that I prove to him that I like him and that I am interested, because sometimes I can have RBF and he might not think that I like him and I actually do. Are you okay? Like, I just need to know, are you okay? A man knows the difference between, oh, I need to work a little bit harder versus actually no, right? And even if the ones that the answer actually is no, they will still try. So has that ever stopped them? No. So you mean to tell me a man that's genuinely interested in you, he knows he's not ugly, please shut up and stop, that you have to go out of your way to prove to him that like, oh, like I don't want my success to intimidate him. And shut up. I don't want to hear it. Okay. I don't want to hear it, because you're going to end up paying the price in the end. Do you want this or not? If you want your life to change, and you want a serious relationship, ladies, you are going to have to say no to 99% of the behaviors that you used to accept and allow in your life. And it's going to feel lonely. I'm not here to sell you a fantasy. It is going to feel lonely. You're gonna all of a sudden wake up and realize, oh my gosh, there are like 5% of the population, if that, is eligible for what it is that I see for myself. But guess what? If you truly want happiness, genuinely in the end, this is how you have to go about it, okay? You can't keep settling for crumbs and stumbling blocks along the way. Anyways, like I said, men can feel pick-me energy. They know it, they got you, they hooked you. It communicates to them very loudly, I do not believe that I'm the prize. So I need you to validate me in making me feel like I'm the prize. And once a man feels that way, oh, the dynamic is gonna shift, okay? So let's get specific. Pick me in dating is gonna look like driving to him every single time. I don't want him at my house, because like, why would I bring this guy to my house when first of all, no one even said to be going over houses, because you've only been talking to this person on Hinge for a week. So I was going to drive to him because he said he's going to cook me a special dinner, and I've never had a man cook for me before, so I thought it was very romantic. Have you learned nothing? Okay. You're driving to him every single time. Oh, well, he gets home like super late, and I just appreciate the fact that he's going out of his way to just even see me for an hour. And I know that we have a little bit of distance between us in terms of where we live. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to make it easy for him, because I don't want him to feel like, you know, he's always driving to me. I don't know why you care. I really don't. Especially because you guys have not even established any sort of relationship. Once you're in a full relationship with that man, then it's like, okay, babe, I'll come to you, whatever type the case is. But you're already making it easy in the beginning of the relationship, and now he realizes very quickly, well, I actually I was gonna drive to her, but I guess not. Wow, that was easy. And now the dynamic is shifting because now he's realizing, oh, this isn't a woman that I even want to chase because she does the work for me. So now you're gonna end up in a passive reciprocation type of dynamic where you're in a relationship, but the man is not really giving any effort or anything toward it because why does he have to? You know? Then you're also paying half of the bill, okay? When he never even insists on even paying it, right? He never even insists on you paying it. And you're like, oh, no, please, I got it. No, please, because you paid the last time. Why do you have to pay again? Oh my gosh, no, I'm not one of those girls that like makes you pay. Yeah, no way, man. Are you okay? Are you well? Because this is the thing. I even saw one time this girl make a video and she was like, yeah, I am going to pay for the date, especially if I don't like the guy because I don't want to seem like I am just using him for a dinner, whatever the case is. I don't understand that mentality. Men know that it is a risk. Love, period, is a risk. To be in a relationship is a risk. That frisky behavior that you're doing under the sheets, no protection, that's also a risk. But yet you are living your life doing it, right? Okay, shut up. Here you are doing risky things anyways with your emotions and your body, right? So it's like, what really is this? Going on a simple date already tells me everything I need to know about you. You're going on a date and you're feeling like already, well, how can I show him that like I'm so grateful? Like I owe him this. Like, because I wasn't feeling it, I need to pay you for the date because I feel guilty. Or maybe I do like you and I feel like, oh, I need to pay you for the date because I want you to know how thankful I am for your time. Okay, dude. All right, man. Also, pick me dating looks like accepting last minute plans. This guy hits you up at 6:30. Hey, are you around tonight? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't have any plans. Why? What'd you have in mind? Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we can like grab a bite for 8:45. Sure. Yeah. I'm just so surprised that you have like a free schedule. Like I didn't know that, like, because normally we don't like hang out on this day. So yeah. Okay. I'll meet you there. Here you are. This man hits you up the day of. Like, men know their plans. Like, please stop. And you're like, oh, well, sure. Ready to serve myself on a platter for you. Telling you, you have to train men in a relationship. And if they fall off along the process, then even better. Because it means you've eliminated the trash. Or the trash has eliminated itself, okay? Or, let me be nice, what's not aligned has already shown itself to be misaligned. So you can proceed and move on, okay? Where we go wrong is we are so like, oh my gosh, I have to make this work because I really do like this guy. I don't want to read into it. I don't know. I feel like this is a red flag, but like, I need more data to back up what I'm seeing. And then once the dynamic shifts, it never returns back to its original form. So if you're accepting last minute plans, that tells him, oh, so I don't have to go out of my way to plan any sort of date for you. Also, being exclusive without any sort of commitment. I'm done with these talking stages. And it's like we're having a million stages. There's a talking stage, a walking stage, a skipping stage, a running stage, a maybe stage, I'm considering you stage. I'm tired of it. Let's grow up here. All right. Get the Gerber plan and grow up. What's happening over here? You mean to tell me that as adults, I don't want to hear, I understand the term being exclusive because that's important. You need to know whether or not, hey, this is me and you, we're giving this a fair shot. But there shouldn't be a million stages before you finally get to boyfriend and girlfriend. Are you five? Okay. What is happening? So you're being exclusive to a man with no commitment. Well, he said that we're only together. Yeah, but he said that 7 months ago. You guys have been exclusive for 7 months and he still doesn't know yet? What? You're not his girlfriend? Well, what do you mean I'm not his girlfriend? Of course I'm his girlfriend. We're obviously exclusive to each other. No, sweetie. You need to hear out of that man's mouth, the consent that he is your boyfriend. He needs to ask you if you are his girlfriend because you know what that does? It brings clarity and it defines the terms. If the terms are not defined, then you will be deceived because confusion breeds an ambiguity, all right? Then you have the, this is just a tale as old as time. You're hoping that sex is going to secure the guy. It never does. Okay. You have a better shot at being a better cook. Maybe that will secure him, but through your body, that will not do it. And what do you do when you give your best card? Now you have nothing else to pull. So now you're left to doing clown circus antics. All right, let's move on. Then you're also saying things are fine when they're absolutely not. Oh, no, I don't mind that. No, please don't even worry about it. You don't have to explain why you ghosted me for 7 days. I totally understand when you need space from people because I need to withdraw myself sometimes. LOL. Okay. Anyway, my favorite. I don't want to make it seem like I'm asking for too much. Too much for who? A man who is not aligned will always think you're too much. Let's just leave that right there. The right man will think that you are worth rising to the occasion for. Remember that, right? And this is the thing. Men will always respect the woman who require effort. Look at the men like Steve Harvey who openly talk about how men value who they invest in. And that doesn't mean steak and lobster dinners, babe. Effort is what creates the attachment. Remember that. Effort creates the attachment, not your body, not this fake rule of after 3 dates, then, you know, I could give it up because he's a... You need to have more self-control, all right? All right, you need to, if you want to secure the bag, you want to secure a man in a relationship, a man does not even need to sleep with you to see that you are the woman that he wants to marry. Oh, that's a hot take right there. Investment is what creates value. And accessibility without having the discernment is going to create familiarity. And then when familiarity happens without effort, that's where it breeds disrespect. So let's bring it home. Biblically, right? You were chosen first, okay? Before any man, before any relationship, you were chosen by God. So you have to look at women, even like Esther in the Bible. Esther did not chase the king, okay? She was prepared. She positioned herself. She maintained dignity. Her identity wasn't in being picked. It was in being obedient. So when you're a pick Misha, it says, choose me so I can feel valuable. But faith says, well, I'm already chosen by God, right? So I move like a valuable woman already. He that finds a wife, some of you need to write that on your mirror, okay? So when you truly understand that God's will cannot miss you, God's will cannot miss you, you will stop trying to secure what is not secured for you, right? Being a pick me will always cost you your peace, your clarity, your self-respect, your time, and sometimes years. And the worst of it all is that it delays the woman that you were supposed to become. What a tragedy. So because you're too busy managing a man, you have mismanaging your own evolution. But here's the good news, okay? You can outgrow the pick me energy. I'm here to save you for a second. You don't have to shame yourself. You just have to choose differently, okay? Being a quality queen means that you are not going to be competing. You are going to be attracting. And in order for you to attract, you have to embody, you have to become. It is an identity shift. You do not beg, you observe, right? You do not convince, you require. Simple as that. You do not chase clarity. You walk away from confusion. And if a man leaves you because of your standards, he was never your husband. He was just another lesson. Not being a pick me isn't about being cold. It's about being anchored, all right, in your boundaries, in your faith, all the things. So you can be soft, you can be loving, you can be nurturing, but not at the expense of yourself. And when you stop trying to be chosen, you become undeniably that girl, all right? Undeniably a quality queen, okay? I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. Send this to a friend that you feel like needs to hear this. Rate this podcast 5 stars. Also, hype this video up. If you see the hype option on your page on YouTube, make sure you hype the video up. It helps us to get back into the algorithm. We have a new goal, guys, of getting 250,000 subscribers. So teamwork makes the dream work. We have so much exciting things on the way for you guys. So thank you for taking time to watch me, to listen to me today. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah.